A classic summertime weather pattern is settling in as we start off the month of August, and we're looking at warm and moderately to even oppressively humid weather through the rest of the week. By Saturday, a cold front will sweep across the region, and that's going to knock down the mugginess for Sunday. Additionally, this classic summertime pattern will feature showers and storms at times right through the first part of the weekend. So we're dealing with warm and muggy weather across our area this afternoon, and there are a few thunderstorms in the forecast for the rest of the day into tonight. Not everybody will see a storm, but if you happen to have a storm in your area, plan for, of course, thunder and lightning. There's also potential for some flooding downpours, as these storms will produce some heavy areas of rain, and that could lead to some localized flooding. Now, also, there's the potential for some gusty winds as these storms move across the region through the late day and evening hours. The storm threat will settle down as we move past sunset, so for most of us, any showers or storms will come to an end by midnight, though I can't rule out a lingering shower or storm after the midnight hour. Later tonight, some areas of fog are likely to form. The most likely areas for that fog formation will be near bodies of water and also in areas where rain falls today into this evening. That fog may be locally dense later tonight into tomorrow morning. So we'll start off with some fog tomorrow. Otherwise, we'll have some sunshine to kick off the day. And as the day moves along, we'll have a blend of clouds and sunshine. It'll be warm and quite muggy once again. And just like today, there's that opportunity for a few scattered passing showers and thunderstorms moving through the day tomorrow into tomorrow evening. It's the same deal again on Friday with that chance for showers and storms at times. A cold front comes across Friday night into Saturday with one more round of showers and storms, but that means the humidity will at least ease up for the second half of the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly before midnight, areas of dense fog, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, a blend of sun and clouds, scattered showers and storms, warm and humid, with highs in the lower to mid-80s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, scattered showers and storms, mainly before midnight, areas of dense fog, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, a blend of sun and clouds, scattered showers and storms, warm and humid, with highs in the lower to mid-80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, scattered showers and storms, mainly before midnight, areas of locally dense fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, a blend of sun and clouds, scattered showers and storms, warm and humid, with highs in the 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, scattered showers and storms, mainly before midnight, areas of fog, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, scattered showers and storms, warm and humid, with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Region-wide on Friday, variably cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, warm and very humid, high 80 to 85. And on Saturday, mostly cloudy, with a round of showers and storms likely, with highs in the 70s to near 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.